In a world full of too many football podcasts, comes another football podcast. One man's quest to find the answers.
Okay, boys, let's go to work.
Now, live from Pine Grove Studio B, it's Let Me Be Frank with T. Frank.
You really? You want me to start the podcast that way? You honestly think people are going to be interested in what I have to say if the first thing out of my mouth is like, subscribe, and review like every other schlub that does a podcast? Do you think they're probably listening on Spotify already? Like, they're already listening on those places. Do I have to painstakingly go through the fact that you can find me on YouTube, Spotify, coming soon to Google Play, and everywhere that you get podcasts, maybe? I don't know. They make up new sites every day. How am I supposed to know? I'm not doing it. This is my show. I'm not doing it. Let me be frank. Today, we're talking about linebackers. Brandon Smith is moving from the Sam position to the Will position in the Penn State defense. And before we get into what that means for 2021 and what that means for Brandon Smith, we need to identify what the Sam and the Will and all that stuff means. Specifically, even if you know what those things mean, what's the problem that they're trying to solve? Because on defense, really, it's about trying to solve the problems that the offense is creating for you. Now, you may be aware of this, but in American football, 11 defenders are on the field at any one time. And that is the analysis that you come to Let Me Be Frank for. Absolutely. In-depth, deep stuff. But what if I bend your mind just for a moment? What if I told you that there are only 10 starters on defense? Yes, 10. And I know before you go, you don't know anything about football. And yes, I only have one mocking voice. There are 2 cornerbacks, 2 safeties, 2 linebackers, 4 defensive linemen. And your front, you can mix and match however you want. You know, there are that many players. There are essentially 6 players in the box. Now, the 11th position, that is the man who lines up with no position. It is the 11th defender is what I call it, because there's a name for it on every defense, and it changes. Whether it's the Jack, the Rambo position, or Penn State, they call it the star position, in rough terms. It refers to the guy that lines up either in the slot or as a linebacker. Now, typically, this player is either a safety, a third safety, a third cornerback, or a third linebacker. In some crazy schemes, you might get a guy that is a fourth defensive end, but really he's a linebacker. It's just they're mixing up where he lines up. And that player, typically, for most defenses, the goal is to keep a linebacker on the field at all times, to stay in the traditional sense of having those Will, Mike, and Sam linebackers. Now, as Brandon Smith explains for us, the Sam position, really, even if you're a linebacker, you're not a linebacker.
Well, the Sam is more so you're like a hybrid safety, so to say, because, like, obviously you're out on two, depending on whatever call it is, more so in coverage and just you're not really in the run game as much, depending, like I said before, depending on the call.
Now, you notice how Brandon kind of hesitated there at the end? Because you're never not in run responsibilities. Doesn't matter if you're a safety, doesn't matter if you're a corner, like you have to be aware of your run responsibilities to a certain degree. And in the slot, you have to do both. Like you have to be aware of the run game. He still has, you know, either a gap or an edge to set as that player while he's also covering a player out in the passing formation. Again, depending on the call and how close he is in proximity to the tackle box and where other players are lined up. This is the complicated chess part of the game. And this is why you want to have maybe not your best overall player, because you could say Micah Parsons clearly was the best linebacker that Penn State had in 2020 before he opted out, but your best overall skill set. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But this is where you just can't be right. Like this 11th defender, the search for the best player with the most skills is just the most important thing to find on the football field when you want to have a complete defense. Now, you can mix and match. You can put different players in there depending on personnel, depending on packages. But if you could find the one guy to play that position, you absolutely would. And we'll give you a great example of why you can't be right. It's actually a play that Kirk Ciarrocca designed and a play that Penn State had in their playbook last year with Will Levis against Michigan. And this kind of, I think, perfectly describes the problem that you have at that 11th defender position. This is where Brandon Smith found himself a lot of times as the Sam last year. Now, the play was there was two receivers to the field side, the long side of the field, depending on the hashes. The running back, in this case, it was Kevon Lee, he's going out on a swing pass. Now, that puts the slot defender in conflict, and that's the best part of any offense. You put a player in conflict. He has to choose. He's going to see a bubble screen with two receivers out there, so now the defense is outmanned out there, while also keeping his run responsibility. And depending on what he does is what Will Levis was supposed to do with the football. Now, if the slot defender goes with the running back, there's a clear lane for the quarterback to run around the edge of the formation and get a bunch of yards because that player has vacated his spot. Now, if he stays, then you have one-on-one blocking on the outside. You don't have a free defender to come tackle the running back. Now you have the opportunity for yards after the catch from the running back. The player can't be right. Now, the only way to make that the right call for the linebacker is to slow play and make the quarterback make the wrong decision. And then to be just unbelievably fast to get to the football wherever it goes. Now, in this situation, Will Levis still picked up 7 yards, but you know, the correct read was he should have thrown the football to Kevon Lee because the linebacker hesitated in the slot. And we'll get to more. We could do a whole, you know, podcast on that part. But that illustrates how you have to constantly be playing the run and the pass because offenses haven't decided on a run or a pass. Like, that's been the biggest change in offensive football, is that there's a run element on every pass play, and there's a pass element on a lot of run plays. So you have to be able to play both. And at that Sam position, you're always looking for a guy that can do everything. Now, this is where we talked about Micah Parsons earlier. Him opting out didn't change this equation for Brandon Smith or for Brent Pry when it came to selecting who was going to play at what position.
Really, as far as him leaving, it didn't really affect my role when you really think about it, because I was already moved out to Sam and then he left the Will position. So that just moved Jesse into that position. So really, for me, it didn't do much for me until maybe like the last part of the season, which I started playing more Will and just moving around the field a lot more, which ultimately, in that situation, it would have changed more because obviously you have three people that's trying to rotate in that one position besides just me and Jesse.
So seeing as he's changing this year from the Sam to the Will, what's changed? Before we get to that, we're going to talk about why last year he was the right choice to play that position and the theory behind why you play a guy who clearly has good run instincts, who clearly is a force coming downhill, why you play that person at the Sam position. The first part is tools. This is your physical ability. There's a reason Brandon Smith was a 5-star linebacker and a top 25 player coming out of high school. He's 6'3", he's 240 pounds. I guess he runs in the 4.5s in the 40-yard dash, and he's got length. Whenever you hear that, whenever you hear somebody talking about length, it means that you have unbelievably long limbs. Like, your ability, I mean, look at this dude. He has incredibly long arms, and the idea of putting him in passing lanes and making it hard for the quarterback to see where they're throwing the football, and ideally using all that speed, all that athleticism to get to any point on the field. Now, the length you need in passing situations, it's nice to have, but you don't necessarily need it if you're fast enough to get there. Now, the other part is, not only was he, I'd say, the right build and the right skill set with the ability to move and change directions as opposed to Micah Parsons, who's a great box linebacker. We still, at this point, don't know the upper end of his coverage skills, and I don't know that we will. We saw those things from Brandon Smith in flashes last year, and you can see from the physical abilities why you'd put him there. The other thing is that there's no other good option. And if you go through what Penn State had at linebacker last year, Ellis Brooks, and this is the way it was supposed to start, Ellis Brooks and Jesse Luketa are tag-teaming the middle linebacker position. They're playing snaps there. You'll have at the will position, on the backside, on the short side of the field, where a guy can then run and chase everything down from the backside, you had Micah Parsons, and then Sam, you have Brandon Smith. Now, that does two things. That puts your three best athletes on the field. It puts your three best linebackers on the field. And you're not going to put anyone else in that situation. If you talk about the skill sets needed to play that slot hybrid role, it's not going to be Jesse Luketa. And it's not going to be Ellis Brooks. Neither of them are fast enough, and Luketa is not good in coverage. Like, he's not a good coverage football player, which is a problem in of itself. But the only other player that you could have played at that position was Lance Dixon. And I think, again, we saw last year what happened with Lance Dixon when he got his chance to play in those positions, and he was on the depth chart, and he did play at the Sam position. And when he did, it didn't go well. Now, again, it didn't go well when he played at the will position either. He really struggled not to get to the football, but once he was there, to make an impact. Because, again, his skill set of being able to run things down to play that hybrid safety role, that's what he is. He's 6'1", 205, 210 pounds. He couldn't make an effect on the football when he got there, and he was, like, in the end, if you look at the film, Brandon Smith was the better football player. That's why he was on the field. So you have a guy who is in that position for a reason. Now let's get to what happened later in the season, as Brandon Smith talked about moving from one position to the other based on formations and who's on the field.
As far as my move to Will, it wasn't official until coming into spring ball. So really, I was already at Sam the whole time throughout last season, and during like certain sets or personnel that we had, then I would move over to the will position because we had probably had like nickel, we had more defensive backs in the game.
So essentially, by moving him to the will position, you're choosing a different 11th defender depending on what the offense that you're facing is trying to do. A great example of this is the Ohio State game, where early in the game, he's playing over the slot, and it's a struggle because he's a linebacker in his second year playing football, and he's now covering Garrett Wilson in the slot. Like, again, that's what offenses can do with motion, and they can do with formation, is they can set you up in one place and then knock you out by formation or by motion or things like that. So they put a safety, their star position, they put Lamont Wade in the slot, and then from there, they put other players in the slot trying to find the right answer. But by moving out Brandon Smith, the linebacker, for a coverage player, he didn't play a lot in that game. You were keeping your best coverage will linebacker, Lance Dixon, on the field, and possibly your best player in general is not playing. So to solve that problem and to give him time to do it, throughout the season, they trained him at the will position so that they could choose a different 11th defender and keep him on the football field. Now, coming into 2021, he's moving specifically to the will. And I'm sure in certain situations, certain formations, if they want to mix it up, if they want to get crazy, they can put him wherever they want. But in this situation, he's now one of the 10 starters. Like, your will linebacker is going to be on the field almost no matter what, unless you go to six defensive backs, unless you go dime or anything like that, where you have only defensive backs on the field and your middle linebacker, and you can still play him at middle linebacker. So, like, you can now put him on the field and keep him on the field to keep your best players on defense at all times. Now, again, it comes back to putting your best players in position to succeed. And last year, while the skill set was there, the translatable skills were not for Brandon Smith. And he explained, while talking about Curtis Jacobs, the guy who's taking over the Sam position, the difference between the two of them in high school and their training up to this point, and how Curtis Jacobs is much more of a natural Sam player than he was, most likely.
Really, he has that defensive back type background with him in high school and even him previously playing football before the time he was even recruited. His movements and everything definitely shows that he's meant for that position. And even when he comes back in the box, he's even able to beat blockers and just be efficient within the box. So, I mean, like, the Sam position is a tricky position to even explain because there's so much that you do. Even depending on the formation or just the play in general, there's a wide variety of things that you have to do. So really, he's not limited at all as to his abilities, and that's really why that he's there at that position. He's definitely grown from the time he came here to now, and he's definitely one to look out for.
So again, now you're trying to put your best 11 players on the field, and you can see Curtis Jacobs has the natural movement abilities. In limited reps last year, we saw much more, I think, positive play out of Curtis Jacobs. I hate saying these things almost as much as I hate saying like, subscribe, and review, is feel for the position. He's got a feel for it. But as Brandon Smith talked about earlier, Curtis Jacobs has more of a coverage background. He came into Penn State looking like a coverage player. And that, again, when we're talking about how you're building your team, how you're building your roster, the skill sets you're looking for, you're not always looking for a guy that's 240 pounds and that's a big, strapped up, big old, you know, traps and biceps and can't move. You're not always looking for that guy. You want to find the guy with the right skill sets to fill out the right positions. Now, if they look like Brandon Smith and they can do that, again, that's the ideal, but you're searching for unicorns at that point. So you have Curtis Jacobs coming in with that skill set of a guy who's played safety at one point, who grew into the linebacker position. Those are the skill sets, those are the players you're looking for to make up that deficit of always being wrong. And that's part of the thing, too, is like, you might look like you're wrong and be doing the right thing, but you just got caught in a bad situation and, you know, tip your hat to the offense, they got you on another one. But that's really the difference between what he was doing last year. Now let's talk about what he's going to be doing this year. As far, it's much simpler. It's much cleaner. It's much more football-y for Brandon Smith now.
So me being in the box more, there's a lot more things I have to look for as far as the different line movements and recognizing whether it's power counter, any type of misdirection type stuff. For me, using my hands more. I've been working with the defensive ends a lot more, defensive linemen, as far as me having my strike and working on my hands. And that's really the biggest thing that I can take away that I need to work on besides even getting more in depth with knowing my responsibility throughout the plays and everything like that. So really that's just the little things that I need to work on personally.
So there's one thing that I want to push back on here that you might be thinking or that you might have heard when it comes to this topic, is that Brandon Smith should have been the Will linebacker the entire season in 2020. And, you know, there's this twinge of gross incompetence when it comes to this conversation for certain people with Brent Pry, James Franklin, and the coaching staff. And this is the part that I think if you just say that he was the best Will, so you should have played him at Will, what you're ignoring is literally everything else, the entire ecosystem in which these decisions are made. Now, the two things that we're going to point out here are, one, his ceiling and his skill set, which we talked about earlier. He has the potential to make all of the plays that you need to make at the Sam position. So you want to see what the upside is. You want to see what the ceiling is. So give it a try. That is part gamble. That's part belief. That's part seeing flashes of it in practice. The second part is, who's going to play it if he doesn't? I'm going to say this again. Who's going to be your Sam linebacker? Because, again, Lance Dixon transferred because he wasn't going to play the Sam this year because Curtis Jacobs is already a better player at that position, and he was not good enough at the will position to make tackles and affect the football. So you had to make hard choices about who's playing where, and you went with your best lineup. And sometimes that's not, you know, the best for an individual player. It's the best for the team. Now, despite that, Brandon Smith still thinks that making plays is not about position, but more so about whether or not you can make plays.
I definitely feel that there is a difference as far as being able to make more plays, as far as my position and just where I'm at line up on the field. But for the most part, it's all about your will and your want to be able to make plays. Even at safety and stuff like that, you want to get to the ball. You want to be around the ball. And as long as you will yourself to be that type of player, then, I mean, the sky's the limit. I wouldn't say that Sam limited me from any plays because I definitely made plays in times of need and made impact plays. And there's times at will this year where I definitely will be making impact plays out, speaking into existence. It's just something that is just a mindset. It's just something that you have to want to do.
So that's the answer you want to hear, right? That's the take responsibility for your own actions sort of answer. And the one that says, I believe in myself and I can make plays. And to his point, yes, if you line up at any position on the football field and you know what the offense is going to do through film study, through execution, and through effort, yes, you can make as many plays as you want. And at the Sam position, you can make all of the plays. You can get interceptions, you can get forced fumbles, you can get sacks, you can get tackles for loss, you can do it all. And that's really what you're looking for, is the guy that can do it all. If you're looking for a great template of what everyone is thinking of, if you remember back to Alabama and Minkah Fitzpatrick playing for the Crimson Tide, he was, I think, the closest thing that we've seen to what that guy can do if he can do everything. Because he was a safety that could cover in the slot in college. I know that he, for the Steelers, he's a free safety, and that's where his natural, again, his natural skill set is to play deep safety, but he had the ability in college to cover slot corners, and he was physical enough in the run game as a safety to play in the box, and he was big enough. All of those things, that's what you're looking for. But that's not just because you have the ability like Brandon Smith to do it. It doesn't mean you actually have the instincts and the natural programming to do it through the repetition of success that you've had previously. Moving to the will position is going to put him in a good position to make natural, instinctive plays. Now, the biggest change is going to be he played in space before, and as he talked about, he's going to have to learn how to use his hands to disengage from blocks on a regular basis, and he's got to be the point of attack guy. He's got to be the chase and tackle guy, the guy that gets in there and gets stops for the defense, shuts down the run game. That's now his primary job, is to use all that length, all that explosiveness to get to the ball carrier and stop them and not to miss tackles, which was a huge problem for the Penn State football linebacking core last year. So there you have it. That's what it means for Brandon Smith and for the Penn State defense for having him move to the Sam position to the will position.
This is Let Me Be Frank.
So I still don't know. I still don't know how to end these things. Like, do I need a? I don't need a catchphrase, right? Because like, it's not 1970. I didn't have a catchphrase when I was on the radio, so why would I have a catchphrase now? Like, that's dumb. Do, like, a jingle or just a hard out. My wife is a huge fan of the Irish goodbye. If I just stopped in the middle of a sentence and then moved on, you know? Oh, yeah, now I'll say it. Yeah, good idea. Like, subscribe, and review. Blah.